This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Back at it, one of the Beach Boys, hitting that harmony, nailing it. Welcome to Vibrations this fine Saturday morning. It is it's rainy here in the Wairarapa, where we are live from, of course, and I'm quite glad to be indoors. It's the kind of day where it's not cold, but a fire's still, you know, relevant. Chuck it on if you can, or the heat pump, of course, and maybe just enjoy a coffee. Sponsored by today's, if you're watching on the old cam, sponsored Vibration mugs. Seems like I know what I'm doing, but it's the full extent of the show is I have a logo, and then I put that logo on a cup, and now I drink coffee out of that cup, and that's it. That's the whole show. So thank you for listening to Waitana. Today we've got quite a few. I think almost everything is a new New Zealand song. I've had the pleasure of the last month or so of being sent the awesome new music coming onto the New Zealand scene at the moment from all over the place. Last week we had, a couple weeks ago, Menzies have played a song. We had a couple, quite a few. And then this week we've got some more. We've got Turkey the Bird, which came out yesterday. That's the band, and the song is Stonewall Creek, which we'll play later. We've also got Nick Hyde, When You Fall Down, at the end of the episode. Cool little upbeat poppy country number. But if you stick around, we've also got an interview. I enjoyed playing that Menzies song so much that I reached back out to Chris from Menzies and said, hey, I've just got to talk to you about it. I've just got to have a yarn. It's, you know, when you listen to a song. So we had a yarn over the Zooms, and that will be played today also. So, you know, some insight into some very cool new music going on in Fairland Aotearoa. So, before we jump into all that though, Childish Gambino. You may know him as Childish Gambino. He did a whole heap of cool music, Redbone, a song you would have heard it at some point in the last maybe 5 years, 10 years. Very famous. He's also an incredible actor and just dude. He's been on the latest Disney Star Wars movies. I love him from Community, which is like kind of a sitcom-y kind of American TV show that was actually amazing. He's done a whole heap of stuff. Oh, Atlanta, absolutely amazing. So this guy also does incredible music. It came out yesterday. His last album is Childish Gambino. And this particular song, 16th song on the track, so probably not the most readily thrown out there song, but I see that he did it with Kurungbin, which is another of my absolute favourites of recent music. So those two together, I couldn't help but chuck that on first. It's called Happy Survival. Enjoy. I'm going to carry this on straight into Turkey the Bird, Stonewall Creek. New music. If you like it, check out Turkey the Bird. Take it away. Well, if only I knew where he was going to. It's one thing about songs these days is they're just not clear about where they're going to. It might have been Stonewall Creek. I may have got that wrong. There's a little write-up here that I actually thoroughly enjoyed. So Stonewall Creek by Turkey the Bird is a bluegrass song that captures the serene beauty and tranquil atmosphere of Ngawi, a remote spot. You know, I love a good remote spot myself. A remote spot in the southernmost part of New Zealand's North Island. Inspired by the picturesque rivers and creeks that Sola band member encountered during his stay, the song reflects the natural charm and peacefulness of the area. Ngawi, known for having the most bulldozers per capita in the world, adds a unique twist in the song's backdrop, blending nature's splendor with human ingenuity. I didn't know that about Ngawi. I know there's not many people down there, so really, you could just put a whole heap of anything down there and you'll probably get the most capita of anything. So someone's clearly parked up a bunch of bulldozers and gone, you know, most capita. You could do a convention of radio announcers in Ngawi, and for that brief moment in time, you would have the most radio announcers per capita in the world, probably, I assume, unless there's like a desert island with there's a bunch of radio announcers. That actually sounds pretty sick. Actually, no, that sounds terrible. No, I wouldn't want to be on that island. That sounds terrible. Anyway, thank you, Turkey the Bird. That was rainy Saturday morning. It's winter. And then you get something upbeat like that, and you go, it's not so bad. Speaking of music that will make you go, we have Menzies coming up. Now, I had the pleasure of playing Hugh and Julia 2 weeks ago, the last show, which thoroughly enjoyed. Really cool band in Wellington that I'm happy to play. I even got a little interview in with Chris, the singer from Menzies, that I will play after the song, but enjoy Spaghetti Land. If you like it, follow Menzies.
Yeah.
Menzies. If you're enjoying that as much as I am, make sure you give them a follow. They're on tour coming up. We've got an interview coming up, so I don't want to steal the thunder too much. But four-leg tour coming up, so make sure you go out and see them if they're coming to you. Or just M-E-N-Z-I-E-S. Find them wherever you find your music. For now, I'm going to play the first half of the interview with very kind and nice dude, Chris. Was fantastic time to just have a yarn about their music. So take it away, Chris and Chris. Actually, before I do that, yes, that's it. And oh, I'm gonna let's hope that the sound's good. The sound is not good because I was one step ahead myself and muted it. Only professionals reside here. This is top notch stuff right here. Oh, now you full screen it. All right, we should have sound now.
It must be. Chris from Menzies, thank you very much for being here for a interview. And thank you very much for sending your music in, the latest EP, and the single in particular, Hugh and Julia,
you got it?
Yeah, sweet. I was taken aback when I listened to it. I really, really enjoyed it. So I'm glad to be talking to you today. Thank you very much for coming over.
Thank you. Thanks for taking the time to chat. I appreciate it, Chris.
Yeah. Well, I'm enjoying the houseplants in the back you got there. You got quite a bit of life going on. Are you're a bit of a houseplanter?
Yeah, I guess the main one is Brutus, who's like pretty much the tree that you can see in the background there that's following me around a few places now. I picked him up from someone actually who like had outgrown their sunroom that he was in, and like how much longer I've got with him until he's outgrown this space. Yeah. I don't know where you go after this because I've got a pretty high start here.
Brutus just keeps, you know, reaching for the stars. Good on him.
Yeah, he goes hard.
I've got a very similar story with a plant called Monty that I've been dragging around for the last 6-7 years, and he's getting heavy. The last pot had to be pretty big, so he's
I know. I thought this would stop growing because I've never repotted it, but it just hasn't. It keeps going. No.
He's just too happy. You're too good a plant owner. Sweet. Well, I thought before we jump into your tunes, I was going to test you. What are you listening to at the moment that you're thoroughly enjoying?
Yeah, what's occupied me most over even just the past week is Black Country New Road, who are a band out of London. They came out of there's a South London scene that's had heaps of amazing stuff come out of it. And they've got an album called Ants From Up There that is just like absolutely incredible, and I've been thrashing it. It's a bit of a masterpiece.
What kind of genre are we talking, or is it?
It's broadly kind of like alternative, post-punk. But I guess that's what's really interesting about the album is that they're a massive collision of I guess like classical with kind of rock/indie rock, and they really blend. Like they're really adept musicians, and they blend those. Those abilities really well and makes for wonderful listening.
What was that again? Black
Country New Road is the band.
New Road.
And yeah, they've got two albums. The second one, most recent one, Ants From Up There, is just, it's phenomenal.
Cool. Yeah, I've, for the last few years, I've been tracking quite a bit of the neo kind of jazzy stuff coming out of London.
Right.
Yosef Days on the drums. I don't know if you've come across him or it's London. There's always going to be good music coming out of there, I'm sure. But it's I'm totally did not come across this before. So this is a rabbit hole waiting to be climbed down, it looks like.
Yeah, go have a listen. I'll be interested to hear what you think.
So Ants Up There, any track in particular? I'll probably play it on the show this Saturday.
Yeah, Let me think about that. Look, here's the thing. The album's made to be listened start through finish. Like, it's a full... And I'm not saying play the whole album on your show.
We'll just have to cut out the whole interview.
Yeah. If I were to choose a song, I'd probably choose Snow Globes. It's pretty beautiful.
I can see that at the end. Sweet. All good. That's... Consider it done. Now, to your music. So... I guess start with Hugh and Julia. That's the song that came in that made me really take notice of your act at Menzies. What was the? I say, what's the inspiration behind that? I understand that there's Notting Hill is a film that it's loosely based on, but it does. I'm guessing it goes a little deeper than that.
Yeah, it's. I guess like. Hugh and Julia, the Hugh and the Julia of Hugh and Julia is referring to Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts, the actors in Notting Hill. And I guess like the song tracks a bit of a story of a time when I was living in a flat on Tasman Street here in Wellington. And if anyone's ever driven up or down Tasman Street or lived in one of those flats, they'll know that they're like wickedly cold. They're all like, I swear the whole street's flats. Everyone in Wellington seems to have lived there at some point along the way.
Yeah.
But they've always got a lot of charm to them as well. In fact, Arwen got bold and is now like a 3-4-story apartment or something. But it kind of, it needed to go that way or be thoroughly renovated anyway. And so the song is, I guess it's like thinking about juxtaposing a winter in the flat in Tasman Street with the lives of the characters of Hugh Grant and Julia Roberts in Notting Hill.
Yeah, which I've not seen that particular movie, but if it's romantic comedy?
Yeah, it's a classic. Late 80s rom-com, Hugh Grant's prime, you know.
I've got lots of homework. I've got, what was this album? It was Ants from Up There.
Yeah.
And then Notting Hill. Okay, cool.
They're both at different ends of the well, as you know, they're both wonderful in their own right.
Yeah, exactly. No, nothing wrong with that. And just this, I think I emailed you the next day after I listened to it, and I said something along the lines of Kiwi Lou Reed, kind of chill storytelling wise, and like Weezer in the background, but that's only what I can kind of loosely pull from it. I think it's quite different in a really positive way that I think a lot of people would hear a lot of different things out of it. How did that kind of music get made?
Yeah, it's I guess the first thing is the singing. For me, like I sing in a pretty straight up and down Kiwi accent, and I do that because I've always found it kind of ridiculous when you hear someone who sounds like me talking, who goes and sings like sings with this wild kind of like a really strong singing accent. And I know that people sound different however they sing in different ways, but when you can hear it really kind of contrived, I've always thought that's curious. Why does that happen?
Definitely a whole thing. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's New Zealand rap all the way to New Zealand singing in general. I know a lot of people who have kind of leaned away from the Kiwi twang. Mm-hmm. So it is quite refreshing to hear someone be confident enough with it to actually just roll with it.
Yeah, I guess it comes more naturally to me because it is me, if you know what I mean. I'm not like trying to force any syllables or anything or whatever. So I guess there's that as a function of the sound of our band, and then the sound of the music isn't like there's not a huge amount of intention to it apart from us just coming together and making music that feels good and feels right to us. And so that varies through the EP. You know, there are some tracks that are quite subdued and others that get pretty raucous, and so long as it feels good and we're happy and having fun and exciting, then we roll with it.
Right, thank you Chris from Menzies. I'll stop there, that's a good place. Halfway through, as I promised, we'll continue after Snow Globes. I promised I'd play it and have listened to it. It's haven't got around to the album yet, though. I will do that. That's my homework. No, I haven't watched Notting Hill quite yet either. But Snow Globes, I did listen to this, and it's nice. It's good. It is 9 minutes long, so get a cuppa, get comfortable, have a listen, but it's really nice. Take it away, Black Country, New Road.
Time to learn how to use these bodies right. grace that God has gave us both the night. On Henry Hull, to all of these, his battleship of memory. A small nation, souvenirs, made Henry home, but poor asleep. Oh God of weather, Henry knows. Snow globes don't shake on their own.
And it looks like you've kind of got a super band of sorts.
that's what I would call them for sure. very lucky to have some very talented musicians in the group who have lots of experience and have been around the block plenty. Mm. So we've got Miles Sutton on guitar, who has his own band, Welcomer, who are fantastic. I love them. And Miles is a dear friend. We were living together actually on the terrace here in Wellington when we first started talking about the idea of making music together. And then we've got Nikita Piper on drums. She's an absolute legend, has played in a bunch of bands. Previously was in Androgynous Lemon. Her and I played in a band together called Friendlies. And it was actually the ending of that band that kind of allowed for Menzies to come to life. And then Doug Kelly on bass, who's played in plenty of bands through the years. And he was in Girl Boss a couple of years back and just really knows his stuff. He actually helped out a lot with the producing and recording of the EP as well.
Cool. Which got a great sound, fantastic sound. I've done a little bit of my own recording and producing and whatnot, and I'm quite impressed to hear that. That's a nice, clean studio sound that you guys have there.
Right, that's cool. Yeah, I have next to no experience whatsoever, and so I'm impressed to hear you've done some yourself.
Yeah,
I was leaning thoroughly on the abilities of Doug and Miles in the recording room to bring it.
Tell them they nailed it. It sounds good. And then, I think that was one other thing I noticed when listening to it is I really enjoy, you kind of brushed on it before, very experienced musicians who could be doing a lot but kind of underplay in a way, and you allows the song to have the spotlight, and the best music, this is my opinion, the best music usually has this. It's like you'll still have spotlight swap between members, but a lot of the time it's very, very, there's a word I'm missing, very capable musicians just letting the song be the song. That's something you've also got going on with this as well, which makes it very listenable. And have you done much live stuff with this yet?
Yeah, thank you for those comments.
Oh, yes.
we formed start of last year, 2023, and so played a bunch of shows through last year and then a bunch at the start of this year. And so we've and those shows have all been in Wellington. Right. And I guess one Wainui Mata, but you know, that's greater Wellington. Then we're going on a tour on the back of this EP.
Exactly. And the tour, you got Wellington, Palmy, and you're making it all the way up to Auckland. How did that work out?
Yeah, we've pegged it to two weekends. And so we're like, you know, what can we do on a Friday, Saturday, and what can we do on a following Friday, Saturday? So we start in Palmerston North Friday. This is
Stomach.
Next Friday, the 19th. Yeah, at the Stomach.
Good venue.
I've actually never been there, but everyone says this, and they do such amazing stuff, you know.
Very cool space. Yeah, I was there for the first time a couple of weeks back on our own tour, and I can't. It just, they've done it really nice, and they've got a studio and a I think they do radio out there. No, it's just a studio out the back. Really cool space. Shout out to the Stomach. Sorry, carry on and interrupt.
It's great. I'm really looking forward to getting there and seeing it. The following night, Saturday, the 20th of July, we're playing in Wellington at Vogelmorn Upstairs.
Cool.
Which I'm very much looking forward to. I should say, in Palmerston North, we've got Pining Radiata and Persimmon opening for us, who are both local adjacent to Palmerston North, and I really like their music. And then in Wellington, Timothy Blackman and his band is opening for us, whose music I adore. And the following weekend, Friday 26th of July, is Tamaki Makoto. That's with Family Band at the Wine Cellar. I think Wine Cellar like shuts down the week after that or something, so great for us to be able to get in and play it before it closes. Or change shape. And then the final night is Saturday 27th of July in Raglan at the Yard, which I'm looking forward to. I think that should be a real good time.
I have a confession. I've never been to Raglan, but now I've been to many other spots, but not Raglan yet somehow. And now I know the Yard is the place to go. Preferably on the 27th of July.
Yeah, it's a beautiful spot. Hey, I really like it. I've got some friends living there, and you'll see when you get there that it's wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. Good coffee comes out of it at least.
That's right. Yeah. Great surf. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, good vibes all around. Awesome. Well, I'm sure they'll love your act up there as well. That's good vibes. I covered that, and that. All right. Well, I've got one big meaty question for you that I ask everyone, that feel free to do a simple yes, no, or however you want to tackle it. So the question is, what successful aspects of music scenes you have been a part of could the people involved in the Wairarapa music scene take inspiration from?
Yeah, cool. I think it's a great question. And I don't want to pass any judgment on the people in the Wairarapa music scene, because all of this stuff might be happening already in the Wairarapa music scene and more, and I wouldn't know. But what I've really loved and enjoyed about the music scene in Wellington is the DIY aspect, and specifically people throwing their own gigs. So like people putting on gigs at houses and yards and open kind of public spaces. Those are often some of the best shows I go to. And, you know, sometimes they're free, sometimes they're koha, sometimes they're like just a small amount. But they're always a great time. And so I would encourage anyone, if you're thinking of playing a show or wanting to host something, just do it. Find a space and make it work.
Any old space.
Yeah.
And it's, I guess there's like, usually there's old halls around that hardly get any use. There's all sorts around. If you kind of take the idea that you have to be playing at a venue out of the picture. Unfortunately, most in Wairarapa haven't got really many venues at the moment. So that particular note is actually dead on. I think that's a really, really good way to look at it. In a quite a practical sense, have you put on many DIY gigs yourself?
Yeah, we had a really enjoyable one a few years back, at the flat I was talking about on the terrace, where I was living with Miles, who plays guitar and plays in his band Welcomer, and my previous band Friendlies played at it. But we had like, it was like a beautiful back garden corner raised stage with a staircase around the back of it, and so you had people 360 around the band, down in front of it, up the top, around the back, and just had a bunch of bands play, and it was such a good time. And then even Miles, for his birthday start of this year, put on like a similar thing at just like a small, like a scout hall, and just a bunch of bands playing all night long. It was great. So like, it's always a great time. To make those things happen, it's got to be a community. If you know, everyone's got to pitch in, bring the stuff. It's all a beautiful place. And I like that aspect to it as well.
Old mate has the light. The other old mate has a fog machine, maybe. you make it all work. No, that's a fantastic note. I really appreciate that answer, because that actually does apply very well to us. And it's just cool to hear that stuff can be pulled off. Did you have any thoughts, any passing thoughts and or comments on anything that you want to leave us on?
No, other than thank you for taking the time to chat. I really appreciate it. It's been lovely. And I also love the Wairarapa. So big shout out to this beautiful, beautiful part of the world.
I didn't really introduce you. I gave more time introducing Brutus in the back than I did you, which is not fair in the slider. So I might slide this at the front. But of course, Chris, strong ties to Masterton and the Wairarapa. So it's great to just talk to you and see really cool music coming out. So speaking of that cool music, apart from Black Country New Road, Menzies, it's all up now, the EP?
That's it. Yep, released. Yep.
Awesome. And you're out. So you can get that in all the usual places, I suppose, the Spotify's and the...
Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, YouTube, the rest.
Do you have a website or merch or anything?
We have merch that's going to be available just at our live shows initially. and website. I guess you can get us on Facebook and Instagram.
Sounds good. So M-E-N-Z-I-E-S. That's correct, isn't it? I'm not known for my spelling, so I'm glad I've got that first time. But yeah, definitely go out. I'll play one of their songs. Let's go Spaghetti then. I really enjoyed that one. Play. I enjoyed all of them, by the way, but I particularly enjoyed that one. when you find that you love it, you know exactly where to find them. Awesome. Thanks again, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good one.
What an absolute legend Chris from Menzies is, isn't he? Awesome points, just plucked out of thin air about things that he's learnt out of his local music scene that could loosely apply to us in the Wairarapa, and it really does. I couldn't have said it better myself than what he said in that interview of having fun outside of venues. Find a garden, find a scout hall, I think he said as well. Just find something that is capable of holding a band and a audience and put on a gig. I feel like there might have been a bit of that back in the day. I know when I talk to, I'm going to say Stephen Parkinson, he's actually my dad, but Stephen Parkinson, early days, one of my first interviews sometime last year, he was saying back in the 80s it was more commonplace to have, this is still in the Wairarapa, the halls, utilising them, just getting a bunch of bands out and charging at the door. It's really not impossible. It's still entirely possible nowadays. So really cool, really inspiring, fantastic chat with Chris. I've said it at least 50 times in the interview, and I'll say it one more time. Check out Menzies. And you're about to now. This is Hugh and Julia. And then I'll move on to Nick Hyde with his new song, When You Fall Down. And we'll finish it there. So enjoy this. It doesn't need an introduction. Hugh and Julia.
$20, you see, to buy my favourite DVD. Don't judge me, it was Notting Hill. At the time I only had 25, and I was focused on how to survive that winter. It was a no-brainer. Sitting alone at Tasman Street, with slippers on and still cold feet, thinking about love. I'm thinking about love. I look out of my windowsill. My friends are out, still drinking, still having a good time. Ooh, I'm having a good time. Because Hugh and Julia got it made. They showed us how to find love in the face of adversity. In the face of adversity. Because Hugh and Julia, they prevailed. They showed us how to have fun in the face of adversity. In the face of adversity. Because Hugh and Julia, they prevailed. They showed us how to have good faith in the face of adversity. In the face. Each Friday night, I put the DVD in the drive. Get comfy, a little hot chocky. I think about my friends who are out at Mighty, drinking oatmeal stouts, having a good time. I'm having a good time. Here I am, still sitting still with my my friend Hugh and Jew. I love to be with them. I love to be with them. Everyone I know is Al. Boy, oh boy, I start to shout. Having a good time. I'm having a good time. Cause Hugh and Julia got it made. They showed us how to find love in the face of adversity. In the face of adversity. Cause Hugh and Julia, they prevailed. They showed us how to have fun in the face of adversity. In the face of adversity. Cause Hugh and Julia got it made. They showed us how to find love in the face of adversity. Face of adversity. Don't you and Julia, they failed. They showed us how to have good faith in the face of adversity. In the face. In the face of adversity. In the face of adversity. In the face of adversity. In the face. In the face. In the face of adversity. Cost me $20, you see, to buy my favorite DVD.